Ex-felons are in a difficult position when they walk out of prison after serving their time. They need a job immediately, but often have limited experience, a criminal record, and no time for extensive training. A nonprofit in Nashville, Tennessee is experimenting with a new model, paying felons to attend a trade school so they can get jobs in the city's booming construction industry. Julieta Martinelli from Here and Now contributor WPLN has more.
One of the first jobs that someone might have in a construction site is measuring and cutting plywood.
When you're starting out, hold it off the wood. You want to get that blade spinning first and then move it onto the wood.
An instructor guides one of the students using an electric saw. A few classmates hover around offering advice. Others smoke in the shade, waiting for their turn. For 2 weeks, they meet like this, spending the afternoons outside. Last week, they built a fence. The mornings are in a classroom. They should be able to put these skills to use quickly, says Mark Dunlap with the organization Project Return. He builds relationships with potential employers.
We have companies calling us every day saying, we need workers. We need construction workers.
Nicole Worthy hopes to fill one of those openings. She is eager to reunite with her daughter, who was placed in foster care after her arrest last year. Worthy must be employed before she can petition the state for custody. The job hunt hasn't been easy.
I sat down one Saturday by myself, called 25 places, and out of the 25 places, only five would talk to me. And then when I went through the process of applying and talking to the recruiters, they shot me down.
She at least has a place to stay. One of her classmates sleeps on a bench. Another works a temp job at a warehouse all night so he can spend the day in class.
They had the clothes they were wearing, but likely no money, no phone, no ID, no place to live.
Betty Kirkland is Project Return's director. The program has been matching felons with jobs for years, but fewer than 15% actually got hired in construction, even as the need for workers grew. She says investing in potential candidates is now paying off, and they work hard, cramming what could be a six-week course into two.
One of the mottos that we adhere to is the fierce urgency of now, which was actually a Martin Luther King phrase from many years ago, and we've kind of turned it into our own in a way, referring to the urgent need that people are facing when they get out of prison.
To relieve some of that pressure, Project Return began offering a $50 stipend, paid daily. It allows the students to focus on learning without worrying about their next meal. There's only one caveat. To get paid, they have to be on time. 9 a.m. every day. Coordinators say the course prepares former inmates not just to find their next job, but to keep it. As for Nicole Worthy, she's found support she didn't have before going to prison and hopes to find a permanent place in the construction industry.
In a year's time, I'll have my truck, I'll have the land that I want, and have my trailer, and hopefully have my daughter back.
We want to square this side up.
So far, half of all students going through the program have landed jobs in the field. And more importantly, they've remained out of prison. For Here and Now, I'm Julieta Martinelli in Nashville.